Well, good morning. Wow. Happy Mother's Day to our mothers and to our nurturers and to the ones who have mothers. So, did I cover the whole spectrum? Bless you, bless you. Is there, I see a couple new faces. Are you here for the first time? Second time. Okay, well, welcome. Welcome, welcome. We consider there being no, everyone is family here. And I see your son. Yeah, so Mary's son is here. We can look and see the resemblance. Well, praise God. We're all here. As we used to say when I was in Sunday school, we're all in our places. With, yeah, for this is the day. That's right, Mary. All right, so let's bring ourselves into this moment right here, right now, with our opening prayer. And I've been having this said for a while because we set the tone for what we want, right? What we desire. And we want to live up to being that beacon that we say Unity Church of Light is. So, I found this prayer that we've been affirming. If you'd like, you can affirm it with me. Or just close your eyes and listen. So, together, in the infinity of this moment, all is perfect, whole, and complete. The one power, one presence expresses in us every moment of every day. We open our hearts to the wisdom and intelligence that exist in the universe and in our mind. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, and all healing. We release all doubt. We trust that what we need is showered upon us and rises within us at the right time and place and in the correct sequence. We know divine order is always unfolding our highest good, and all is well in our world. So we breathe in those words, knowing that the Spirit of God moves in and throughout each one of us right here, right now, letting us know we are one. And so in this oneness, we reach out and touch those who may be in need of this truth this morning. And we do so by letting the vibrations of this service move out beyond these doors, reaching and touching. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for this day. We thank you for the spirit of oneness. We thank you for all the mothers and the nurturers of the world. We thank you for the music that will be played here and the words spoken. We know that there's a sweet presence in this room today. And that's the presence of you, dear God. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. Please stand as you're able, and we'll begin.
God is my source. God is my power. God gives me everything I need. Oh, I give thanks for all my blessings. God gives me everything I need. God is my choice. Love is my power. Love gives me everything I need. So I give thanks for all my blessings. God gives me everything I need. Love is my source. Love is my power. Love gives me everything I need. So I give thanks for all my blessings. Love gives me everything I need. God is my source. God is my power. God gives me everything I need. So I give thanks for all my blessings. God gives me everything I need. Everything I need. I'm thankful, so grateful. I am one in the Spirit all around me. I'm thankful, so grateful. I trust in God. I'm thankful, so grateful. I am one in the Spirit all around me. I'm thankful, so grateful. I trust in God. So I surrender, I am one in the Spirit all around me. I surrender, I trust in God. Beginning. I'm thankful, oh grateful, I am one in the Spirit all around me. I'm thankful, so grateful, I trust in God. I'm thankful, so grateful, I'm one in the Spirit all around me. I'm thankful, so grateful, I trust in God. I surrender, I am one in the Spirit all around me. I surrender, I trust in God. I trust in God. I trust in God. You may be seated as we continue. Peace give I to thee. Peace give I to thee. Not as the world gives, give I to thee. Peace give I to thee. Hope give I to thee. Hope give I to thee. Not as the world gives, give I to thee. Oh, give I to thee. Love give I to thee. Love give I to thee. Not as the world gives, give I to thee. Love give I to thee. Peace give I to thee. Peace give I to thee. Not as the world gives, give I to thee. Peace give I to thee. The great greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. Greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. I want to serve you more. I want to serve you. Greatest thing in all my life is serving you.
The thought for today from today's daily word is blessings for mothers. I bless all mothers with thoughts of gratitude. There's nothing quite like a mother's love, so nurturing, caring, and warm. Today, I bless the women in my life who express this love in all they do. Whether it's the woman who raised me or any of the other women I know who so generously shared a mother's love. I have felt the care of God through their tender touch and encouraging words. Over the years, I have grown strong and confident under their kind direction and have relied upon their wisdom. The divine feminine flourishes on the earth in the loving words and caring hands of mothers and all those who share a mother's love. I bless them and pray they know the love of God as they have shared it so generously with me. And from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 30, then the mother of the child said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave without you."
Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day, and I love that that includes all of us, men and women, all of us share that love and tenderness with other people. So we're not just celebrating the women who gave birth to a child. We're celebrating everybody who mothers. So I thought that daily word was so appropriate. Okay, will you join me in our vision and mission statement? Together, our vision, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon. No, wait, sorry, I got carried away. All right, let's go back. Together our vision, I was getting to the mission. Together our vision. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. See, we talked about that last week. Do you remember? Okay. Maybe you don't. All right. Now I'm confused. All right, next we're going to do our unity affirmation. This is being said in unity churches and centers all over the world. So will you join me as we join them in affirming this truth? There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God the good, omnipotent. And allow yourself to really feel the truth of that. You know, sometimes there's difficulties in our personal lives, but certainly in the world. And we know and we hold here the truth that there is one presence and one power that's actually taking care of everyone and lifting us up out of the darkness into the light. And for our awareness of this one presence and one power, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Now we're going to bless the children of the world. And this is appropriate. Mother's Day, blessing children, grandchildren, children, and the child in each of us. So together, children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Okay, our announcements. Well, first of all, welcome, Alan. We're so glad you're here with us today. Welcome. And we welcome each and every one of you. And we're especially glad that Mary's son, tell us your name, please. Brad. He said Brad. All right. We're going to say Brad because that's what he said. Okay. So I know that it's a mother's greatest joy if her child comes to church with her. So you gave all of us a gift. Now, I'm not going to talk to my son and tell him that Mary's son was here. But anyway.
Yeah, you will.
Thank you so much for not just blessing her, but blessing all of us. my poor son. Anyway, okay. Let's see, our other announcements. Well, first of all, this is Birthday Sunday. And so, who has a birthday this month? Well, look at this. Renee and Liz and Wayne, anybody else?
My son and daughter.
Your son and daughter both have May birthdays. Okay, so we got it. Well, we wish you a happy birthday. And anybody have an anniversary this month? Yay, Vicky and Tim's anniversaries this month, and actually Judy and Charlie's anniversary was just a couple days ago, I think. So happy anniversary, and we have a big cake, Vernetta says, downstairs. It's chocolate or something. So if you like chocolate, you don't want to miss it. After church, I'm sure there'll be something else, Mary, if you don't like chocolate. Anyway, so we have that. We're going to celebrate. And okay, movie night's coming up. That's this coming Friday, right? And we are going to watch Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney and Julia Roberts. So join everybody here on Friday night to see that movie. And there will be no Walking the Talk discussion group next Sunday, typically the third Sunday. We'll meet again in June. Also, the Unity 101 class that was supposed to be, was it last Sunday? Yeah. It is postponed, and it's going to happen on the last to next Sunday. So next Sunday after church, we have the final Lessons in Truth class, and you don't have to have been to the other ones. So just come and enjoy that last class. And you can see there's going to be other things going on starting in June. Jackie is going to be doing, that's going to be on Zoom, right? Is that on Zoom or is that here? That's on Zoom. Setting a Trap for God by Rocco Errico. And then we're going to go to our in-house classes, start again on June 11th, and Breaking the Ten Commandments. And that is by Emmett Fox? Who's that by? Emmett Fox. Okay, we got a lot going on here. So, come and join in more than just on Sunday. There's a lot of other things going on. So, enjoy. Okay, did I forget anything? Okay, that's it. Now we get some more music from Alan.
So, my images of women, like my mom, who'll be 94 in July, they kind of have a way of making things happen, even behind the scenes, you know? Growing up in church, you know, Southern Baptist Church, men could be the deacons and men could be the ministers, but women couldn't be either of those. But they were all our Sunday school teachers and scout leaders and everything else. And women really get things done. And so I'm thankful for the passion and compassion and the prodding of all the ladies who've been in my life, from school teachers to my own mom, to anyone that's guided me. And the song I'm going to share is actually a poem that was put to music from the late 1800s by William Ross Wallace. It's called "The Hand That Rocks the Cradle." Blessings on the hand of women, angels guard its strength and grace. In the palace cottage hovel, oh, no matter where the place, would that never storm sail it, rainbows ever gently curl. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Infancy is the tender fountain, power may with beauty flow. Mothers first to guide the streamlets, from them souls unresting grow on for good or evil. Sunshine streamed or evil heard, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Women, how divine your mission here upon this native soil. Always keep, oh, keep the young heart open to the breath of God. Blessings on the hand of women, fathers, sons, and daughters cry. In the sacred song is mingled with the worship in the sky. Mingles where no tempest darkens, rainbows evermore are hurled. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. Is the hand that rules the world.
Thank you for that. You know, that feeds right into my lesson this morning. Everything is always in divine order, isn't it? Well, what you see standing before you is the product of a village. You know the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? Well, I'm a product of a village. Anyone else grow up in the, well, there's some of you around my age in here. Anyone else grow up in an environment where your neighbors could discipline you? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They tried.
There was no such thing as today. You know, people get angry when you say something to their child. Back in my day, even if you were two blocks from home and you did something, oh boy, they were able to discipline you. And when you got home, well, we won't talk about when you got home. My aunts, there were eight of them as I was growing up, all mothers. I also had three uncles as I was growing up, all nurturers. My mother and my father, well, my grandmother, it all centers back to my grandmother. My grandmother, she made sure that each of her children's children were in church every Sunday. It wasn't a thing of deciding or telling mom, oh, I don't feel like going today. That didn't happen in the age that I grew up in. So I say before you as a product of a village, because I attribute where I am today to the many people who I look at in my life as nurturers and mothers and so on and so forth. Some of them are way younger than me, but they have taught me many things and they have given me much, much love. So, to anyone who may be watching this later, you didn't hear me earlier, but happy Mother's Day. I forgot to say that in the beginning. So, oh, that's beautiful. Not taking away from you, any of you who have borne a child in here today, but there are many nurturers in the world. I'm sure that you know, as you came up raising your children, that there were others who were supporting you in the background. We are great influencers. And guess what? We're influencing the next generation and the generations after that and the generations after that. Are you contributing? Are you setting the example? That's a good question. Living from the Christ within provides you with a prime example of the way to go in this experience called human life. Proverbs 6 reads, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Well, I don't consider myself old, but in unity, we know holidays are what? They're fertile ground, right? Every day, we set an example for the youth around us. Mother's Day represents a dedicated time to show gratitude, not only to the mothers of the world, but to the to the nurturers in our lives, to the parental figures who may be in our lives, such as our grandmothers and so on, who nurtured us along the way. So when considering expressions of motherly love, the qualities such as patience, forgiveness, compassion, sacrifice, in considering these qualities, we can look at them as divine qualities of God, qualities that are in us, attributes that are in us. We are to be kind, right? We are to be loving. We are to be patient with one another. Hey, that's a good lesson, isn't it? Yeah, that's a good lesson. As creations of God, it is said that we're made in the image and likeness. Now, that's not talking about this physical beings of our physical aspects. It's talking about you are a spiritual being first and foremost. Made in the image and likeness. That's the essence of all that God is. What is God? Love, peace, wisdom. All these attributes are in you. How are you expressing today? Because every time you step anywhere where there's more than just you, you're setting an example. I had a niece, and it was really, you know, children are, they are intelligent, aren't they? Some of them are far beyond their age. And I don't know what happens as they come along, but we won't get into that. That's another lesson altogether. But this niece, I would do things and she would come and look and stare and watch. And if I didn't watch out, if I left the room and went back in, she was doing it probably better than me. You know, we set an example every time we step into this universe. And I don't know about you, but the example I want to set is that of the Christ that is within me. You know, we have a responsibility, whether people realize it or not, to care for one another, to care for the children of the world, to present ourselves from the highest expression of the Christ that we are capable of. And yeah, I say it like that because some of us are growing, aren't we? We're learning. We're learning. Beyond this holiday, we can commit ourselves to expressing maternal love every day in all the lives of those who we come in contact with. In our day-to-day lives, there are qualities of this love that any of us call forth to nurture not only our children but others in us. Whether or not we are birth mothers, some of the best ways we can show up for our family, friends, colleagues, and children of the world are some simple acts of mindfulness. So one thing you can do, and there are many, many more than what I'm going to give you here right now, but the first thing, practice patience. You know, that seems to be a big challenge in this world. Anybody else? practice patience. Whether you are in line at the grocery store, or like I was the other day in a multitude of traffic, or whether someone is speaking to you and your mind is somewhere, I don't do this, but your mind is somewhere else and someone is speaking to you. Patience, patience, patience. Patience over people, patience over experiences and relationships of life, which we have no control over because they're doing what they know. But you can do what you know. Express patience. Now, accept and support one another in times of fear, uncertainty, self-doubt, and loneliness. Have you caught someone today or in the last few days that you may know lives alone? Or someone who has a child and maybe they need a break. And maybe that break could be the phone call from you telling them that they're supported and loved. You know, when we accept and support one another through these experiences of life, we're standing in faith that everything will work out for the good of whoever it is we're building that relationship with. And if it's a little child, that's even more important. Accept and support who they are, where they are. You know, love can go a long way in supporting children that may be acting out. That may be the thing they need, is to know someone is loving them and supporting them throughout whatever it is they may be going through. The other thing is to be generous. Now, I'm not talking money necessarily, but be generous with your when you're able, be generous with your time. No matter if that means giving a physical resource or simply giving someone the benefit of a doubt. Now, I know that sounds strange, doesn't it? But how often have you heard something from someone and you were not generous in listening because you doubted that it was true? That's not for you to determine. Be a good listener. Be generous with your listening skills. And the one that I really love is, we store up so much stuff, don't we? Who has excess stuff in their house? I spent the week trying to clean out clothes that I no longer wear. The scripture in Matthew 6 and 19 tells us, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust can destroy, where thieves can break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. In other words, we don't need all this stuff, but we can work on our inner selves to be more expressive in the things that count, love, exuding peace out into the universe. We can use a lot of peace right now, can't we? We can pray. We can put and feed the atmosphere with positive thoughts, positive things. One of the greatest treasures is what? Love one another. And when we set an example of a loving environment, everything around us flourishes. I purchased these roses and they were closed. And I just gave them a bunch of love and left out of the church, and I come back and look at them. They're opening up. They're flourishing. Even plants, animals, everyone needs our expression of love. We need to set the example of being a loving community. And we do. We do. We share our substance. We share our love. We share our peace. We hold those in prayer that are in need. I want to give you just a couple more things that we can do to set the example. I gave you some things in our day-to-day life, some qualities that we can work on building on and adopting and build up. But here's some things that we can actually do to set the example. The words you speak are powerful. Speak words of appreciation that build up the spirit in others. Think and speak good. Let the joy of love flow through the words of kindness in a positive tone. It's so easy to get caught up in gossip, isn't it? To get caught up in the negative. Sometimes that stuff just jumps on you before you even know it. You're right in the midst of it. And as truth students, when we come to that realization, what happens? We flip the switch immediately. So always be mindful of the words that you speak. They're powerful. They go out. They gather what they need to make it come to pass. Let your actions reflect what your words are saying. The purest action of love is living true to your heart. Acts of kindness will reveal good character. Sometimes we say the words, don't we? But does the action follow? Do you go forth as a loving being? You know, sometimes we just throw out that love word, don't we? But the words you speak are powerful, and your actions need to reflect the words that you speak. Be conscious of the thoughts you are projecting out into the universe. Think love and compassion. The harmonizing power of love is at work in you. Do you know that? It's at work in you. Sometimes we suppress it, but let it flow. Let it out. Let it go. Forgive if you have anything against anyone. Even Jesus forgave his experience as he looked beyond the appearances to the truth. The truth of our being is what? One presence, one power. If we focus on that, one presence, one power, all these things I've said up here will come automatically, will flow. The words, the actions, the love, the compassion, all of them will flow. I came across an article by Sharon Janes on how mothers are like lighthouses. One way is they watch over the affairs of their household. And I like that in Proverbs 31 and 27, those words, they watch over the affairs of their household. Another way is they're beacons in their child's life. When they get lost along the way, and I'm not talking about physically lost, have you had your child come to you in turmoil or being indecisive, and you have been able to be that stability, that light for them? And they shine the light of the Christ at night. Sometimes we get a little fearful. I know as a child I would get a little fearful, and my mother's light was there. And they also serve as a light by day, setting the example of the way that you should go. They're present, available, and a guiding light. There is no need to control or power. Just like a lighthouse, the light shines, they'll find their way. So, in preparing for meditation, I just want to give us this thought. And that thought is to be a powerful example in this universe as I like to think of it as an apostle for God. An apostle goes forth working at letting the truth be known. A disciple is learning the truth and goes forth under the direction of the master. So we want to let our light shine. We want to open up. We want to be good nurturers in this universe. And we do that by taking some time within to learn who we truly are. Taking some time within to know that the Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. Taking some time to know that it is not I that does anything on the earth plane. It's the Spirit within me. I am an expression of the divine. So let's prepare for meditation.
Silence, stillness in my heart, in my mind, quiet peace in my life today. Silence, stillness in my heart, in my mind, quiet peace in this place right now.
So I invite you right here, right now, to find a position where you can center yourself in the allness that you are. You can close your eyes or focus on something in the room, but draw your attention inward. We are one with Spirit. That's how we gain our strength. That's how we gain the patience that we were speaking of. by turning within and listening to Spirit. And we know we are one with God, therefore we are one with all. And as we move through this earth plane as mothers, nurturers, love, we do so knowing that we are expressions of the Most High. Love one another. That's what we do. It comes from a place of normacy, deep within us. It comes from a place where there is only the one presence and power. And we journey, moving from our heads down into our hearts and this moment right here, right now, taking a deep breath, following that invisible line. We are spiritual beings, you and I. And one way to replenish, to refill, to refresh, is to take a moment deep within ourselves. So, we step over the threshold and we immediately feel in our inner chamber what love really is, because we are love. And in the understanding and the wisdom and the peace and the tranquility, we feel one with God, and God is love. So breathing in and breathing out, taking just a moment apart, connecting, knowing, feeling the energy of Spirit moving throughout your very being. We rest a moment in the quiet. And in this moment of quiet, we give thanks for all the gifts we have received, not only this day, but all days. The gifts of mothers, fathers, the gift of children, the gift of one another, the gift of knowing a love that is like no other love in the universe. And that's the love of God. And so as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing we are one with God and one with all. We are a peaceful presence. Dear God, we thank you for all things that you have been bestowed upon us and we open our eyes to see and our ears to hear, and we say, in the spirit of all things, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.